welcome to, I think this is episode 6. We lose track of these things. I lose track of these things. Of everything but football, Bill Velk, KK Short. KK, how are you?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
I'm okay. Are you feeling okay after what happened to you last week?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
KK had a big loss last week.
What happened, KK?
He think he beat me in rock, paper, scissors, but...
I beat him in rock, paper, scissors.
Always lose, KK. He lose in the locker room all the time.
First off, we got to introduce our guest because he just butted in. And we got Cap. Mm-hmm. Captain Mullen. Mm-hmm. That's how I pronounce your last name, right?
Yeah, you said it right, bro. You act like I ain't been your teammate before. Come on now.
Well, you know, I forgot about you when you left. But now that you're back, you know, I know who you are. So yeah, welcome to the show, Cap.
Oh, man. Hey, thanks for having me, bro.
Now, you know the rules. We don't talk about football.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
At least NFL football. So we could ask you about South Carolina, Georgia coming up this weekend, but there's no reason. Right. I mean, because Georgia, obviously, as we know, what the result of that game is.
How you feel about that game?
What do you mean? I feel like we're going to win. The Gamecocks going
to
win.
Okay. You're supposed to.
I think Georgia, they smelling themselves right now because they number one. But at the same time, hey, it's SEC football.
Wait, they number one in the AP poll?
Yes, and before Alabama. So I think they smelling themselves right now. So it's a perfect time to play them.
That's good. Rationalizing.
Yeah.
Trying to tell yourself it could happen.
So, Cat, where you from, man?
Mobile, Alabama. You know, small town, country town, home of the Senior Bowl.
That's the only thing there, right?
No, man. We started Mardi Gras, too. And people.
You started Mardi Gras?
Yeah, we started Mardi Gras. People don't realize that because New Orleans got in, they kind of took over. But we actually started Mardi Gras.
So, have you been to both of them?
Never been to a New Orleans Mardi Gras. I went the last year to, you know, Mobile's for the first time in a long time. I heard New Orleans get wild, so I try to stay away from it.
So you saying the Mobile one doesn't get wild? So what we know of Mardi Gras isn't like Mobile's Mardi Gras?
Nah, I think Mobile is more family. You know, it's more with your family and things like that. You know, the Mardi Gras in New Orleans, you see videos on TV or, you know, different things like that. They be wild. You know, they be wanting them moon pies and those beads and things and, you know, the things they do for it. So it's crazy. So I try to stay away from down there. But... You know, Mobile, like I said, it's more with your family. You're chilling with friends and, you know, you got your kids and stuff out there.
Yeah, I did the Senior Bowl back in 2013, and it was – Senior Bowl was good for me, but the whole vibe of
what you trying to
Mobile,
say? What you trying to say about Mobile, brother?
It was just nothing there for me. Like, it was nothing there. I mean, we couldn't do anything, but just knowing, like, as soon as I got off the plane, I was ready to go.
Hey, man, don't try me like that,
I mean,
that,
no disrespect.
Man.
I'm just telling you how it felt with me.
Yeah, I understand that, but you should have got out more. You know, we got mall and everything, man, bowling alley. We got everything that Norman City got, you know? So, we're like a small Charlotte.
Yeah, but I only saw people that was dealing with football there. That was it.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, they trying to get y'all focused, locked in and trying to get you ready to, you know, play. So that's probably why. But at the same time, we got great food, great seafood.
Yeah.
Great seafood down there. So
I can give you that.
And the thing I like about my hometown is this, man. I'm not too far from anything. You know, New Orleans is an hour and 30 minutes away. If I want to get to Atlanta, it's only like 4.5 hours. You know, you got the University of Alabama not too far away, like 2.5 hours. And, you know, it ain't too far from Charlotte. You know, 7.5 hour drive. So that's one thing I like about my hometown, too.
Plus, the humidity there probably makes, like, Spartanburg, when you're in Spartanburg, makes it, it's probably nothing compared to
Mobile. Nothing compared to Mobile. That's why I went.
Right by the water right there.
Yeah, yeah. That's why when I get ready to go to training camp, I always go home first and have my youth football camp that I like putting on for the kids. And I trained down there for a couple weeks to get me ready for training camp. And that's why I did this past year to get ready for Spartanburg. But at the same time, I kind of tweaked my hamstring a little bit. Yeah. So I was kind of upset with that because, you know, the humidity and, you know, probably being a little dehydrated and things like that.
Now, you talk a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I
like.
Have
you always, like, do you get in trouble when you're in school, like when you're a kid?
No, you know, I really pay attention. You know, I'm more of a talker when you have to. When you're around your friends,
so you know the boundaries.
Yeah, I know the boundaries. So really? when I was in school, I barely, you know, I talked, but I didn't say much for real until it was time to. You know, and KK probably know that about me. I'm definitely a jokester. I'm always want to, you know, give somebody a couple giggles, you know, and laugh with them and things like that. So, but I'm not a turn it on and off. I definitely not a turn it on and off. I can get serious.
So you weren't getting in trouble? You weren't getting detentions and stuff like that?
No, it was for other things. It wasn't because I was talking.
You were talking?
Nah, it wasn't because I was talking. It was for other things, and I'd rather not say.
Why does everyone pick on you? Let me ask you, KK. Why does everyone pick on Captain?
Because they know they can pick on Cap, because Cap one of them guys that he going to joke back with you regardless of any situation. I mean, he can be mad, but he going, you know,
he gonna joke around with you, and of course, you know, Cap is his size. So
oh my, just, I knew he was going there.
I'm just saying, man.
Call me what?
Small.
Okay.
Or little.
Who was taller, Mike Tolbert or him?
I'm definitely taller than Tolbert. I got it on video.
But if I can just visualize it right now, I got Tolbert.
Yeah. God, I think, yeah.
Because his weight. Because he's a bigger guy. He's a bigger bone guy. So that's probably why. But I'm definitely taller than Tolbert.
So what's your real height? Like, not the height that they put on, like,
oh, no,
these programs and
you
stuff.
Know, the program height is real for me. I'm 5'9 and a little nickel. You know, since I'm the nickelback, I always say I'm 5'9 and a little nickel. So I'm definitely 5'9 and a little change. And, you know, I had to tell some guys up there in Minnesota about that. You know, they was like, oh, you're like 5'7, 5'8. And we made put a little wager on it, and they measured me, and I was 5'9 and a little change.
A little wager, okay.
Yeah.
So. Compared to Minnesota and Carolina, mm-hmm. How different was it as far as like city, state wise?
Oh, man. Number one is the weather. The weather is totally different, man. Me being a down south guy, going up there to play in negative 12, negative 20 weather was definitely different. You remember, y'all guys played us, and that game was probably one of the coldest games I ever played in my life. But, the city wise, it was cool, man. The city, it was cool. It was just amazing to me to see. How the people still was out there in that type of weather, you know, when it's negative 22 degrees, you got kids still at the bus stop going to school. I'm like, man, I can't have Lil Cap Jr. eating rolls or Champ, you know, sitting at the bus stop, negative 22 degrees weather, but they used to it. You know, they used to going to work in
right.
that. They used to going to school in that. They used to going out in that.
Just like they couldn't deal with your summers.
Yes. So it's crazy. And it never really got hot. It never got hot. So like, being in training camp in Minnesota, in Mankato State, I had to wear 3-4 shirts just to get a sweat. And I was like, man, it definitely was different. And, you know, the first opportunity I got to come back, man, I definitely wanted to play with my guys like KK and, you know.
Cal, you ain't gotta juice it up since you're on the radio. You can just be real. But no, when I was at Purdue, it was negative it was in between negative 10 and negative 5. And they never closed the school down. I think they did it that year. Since I've been there, they did it one time. And it was within 30 years.
Yes, life goes on. That's how they feel.
30 years.
Yeah, life goes on.
But a quick story about that. So we had just got like flurries. So, you know, if you're from the Midwest, like, you know what time it is when you see the flurries. Like, uh-huh. Okay, you got to bundle up. So I had a couple guys who just came from Florida, never saw snow in their life. So this guy, I mean, it wasn't even an inch out, but you saw, like, you know, it's starting to stick. And this guy named Antoine Higgs, I'll never forget, came out, saw the snow, and just went face first like it was 8 inches or something like that. Bust his mouth all up. Like, from this point, like, every time. Like, I mean, he just did like a fall, boom.
He was so excited to see snow, man.
I didn't know if, like, he was being for real, but I was just like, yo, like, it's not the same. Like, and everybody think differently about, you know, the whole Midwest and, you know, coming from the South about the whole snow. And I was just, and then I never forget that.
What was it like driving for you up there?
Oh, it was different.
In the snow.
Oh, man. Actually, my first time driving in the snow,
because the snow that you get down here is not
no,
snow.
It's nothing. I had to pull
That's
over.
That's not snow.
No, I had to pull over. I actually had to pull over, and I called my coaches. And I was like, man, coach, I don't think I'm going to make it on time. He's like, well, you better find a way. You know, that's how, you know, coaches are. You better find a way to get here. And I left my car on the side of the road because it was just sliding, man. It was just sliding.
So you ain't got four-wheel drive is what you're saying?
No, I did. I actually did. I was in a Ford Raptor. I was in the big boy. And I was like, man, it's sliding too much. And I kind of stayed on Lake Minnetonka when I was up there. And the snow was so bad one day. And I was like, man, I can't do this. So from that point on, I actually caught a ride with Kyle Rudolph, who's a guy who was up there for a long time, and he used to come get me for practice, man. I had to get ready super early and go with him.
He used to it. He went to Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
man,
he used to that
He's used to it.
Yeah.
What, do you remember when KK came in?
Yes, I remember. I remember,
What are some of your earliest memories?
You know, KK was very quiet when he first got here. He was very quiet. He still is. You know, KK is a guy, you know, he's a guy that stick to himself sometimes. But as a player, man, he's a great guy that you want on your team. But at the same time, man, KK been KK since day one. He never changed. And, you know, ever since they call him Big Money now, he still haven't changed. He's still the same exact guy. I mess with him sometimes about being so cheap, you know, about certain things. He's like, man, how much that watch cost? And I was like, KK, it was no $15,000, $20,000. He'd be like, man, no, man, I ain't buying that. No, no, no. And I'm like, dude, you just signed for $80 million. If you want something nice, go get it, man. It's you worked
the,
hard.
It's just the fact, like, I'm not a watch guy. So, like, I don't need that. You know? So
what's, like, your fanciest since you signed the deal? Have you had a nice,
know it is, probably.
A nice purchase?
A house. That was probably.
Okay.
That's, yeah, okay. Other, like, as far as, like, something to play around with, your chains.
Okay, yeah. Chains.
He don't care about cars. He don't care about shoes. But even though he do dress nice, you know, yeah. On game days, he do bring, you know, the swag. I always say the big boy swag. Mm-hmm. He definitely bring the swag.
Shout out to my stylist.
But he don't care about all that, man. KK been KK since day one.
He's big money now? So he took that title from Charles?
He definitely took that title from Charles, man. It's not Charles Johnson no more. It's definitely KK.
Wow.
KK big money.
I have a feeling you're not comfortable with that name.
Nah. Nah.
Did you get a new car?
Nope.
Dope. He need to. I want him to spend some of that money.
Yo, so this car that I actually really like and I thought about getting, Cap got one. I don't know if I want to say the name for Cap, but I rode in one and I was just like, yo, I got to get this. But I'm just still like, every day I wake up and be like, I want it. But then I'd be like, nah, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice, it's a beautiful car, man. And I just feel like I'm not going to drive it every day. So I don't know if I would get the really worth.
And that's true.
Out of the car.
That's true, because I don't drive mine every day. So yeah. That's true.
And it's a.
What is it?
It's a bold statement. So
what kind of car is it?
It's a Rolls Royce.
Oh.
Yeah. Ching.
You ching. But no, I actually had to save up for that car. You know, I didn't just go buy like, man, I want it and just buy it.
What color is it?
It's white. It's white.
It's pearl, man. Yeah.
It's pearl white.
If you were gonna get one, what color would you get?
I had to be different. You see the whites, you see the pearl whites, you see the black. I'll probably go like a royal blue or something.
Yeah.
Just to
that look like it's
presidential. So those things are nice to drive. It's like you can. It's like a driving experience.
Oh, it feels like you're in a spaceship.
Yeah. It got actually, the stars on the roof.
Yeah, and it's so smooth. It's so smooth. Like, one of the smoothest cars ever. So.
You got the stars on the roof, Bill.
You know, I probably need to stop trying to convince KK to get
it. If you don't want to get one for yourself, how about me? Right?
I advise you to get it.
Oh, you would advise me to get it.
But it got the stars on the roof.
Yeah.
You don't get no better than that, man.
That's pretty cool.
That's. Shows the hard work he put in, though. He got one.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't just up and buy it. It took time. I had to, you know, wrestle with my financial guy, wrestle with my wife, and they finally gave in. You know, they finally gave in, and I was happy I had the opportunity to purchase.
So you know how you said, like, the first opportunity you had, you came back down here? Are you going to visit back up there anymore? No.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to visit. I'm speaking this in existence. I'm actually going to visit when we go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
When we go to the Super Bowl, that's when I'll be back up there.
Hey, so when you done working, is it going to be Carolina or are you going to go back to Mobile?
No, I'm staying here. I'm definitely staying in Charlotte. Actually, me and my wife, we're building a house now.
Nice. Congrats on that.
Appreciate it. And I love Charlotte, man. It's not too far from, you know, my hometown. Like I said, 7.5 hours is not that far. And then my college, man. I'm a Gamecock. I'm down the road, 45 minutes to an hour, so. It's right there by everything, so I want to stay in Charlotte. I love Charlotte.
So what are you going to be like on Monday when you have to deal with Thomas, or even on Sunday when you have to deal with Thomas after Georgia wins?
Nah. How you just going to say they going to win?
Did I say what if? I didn't say if?
No.
Oh.
No, we already.
You're getting real cocky on the show now, Bill.
They already want to do something to my car, you know, him and Sarah. They want to do something to my car. They want to put stickers on it and different things like that, but no, I think we're going to pull off the upset. Like I said, I definitely feel like we are capable of pulling off the upset.
I hope y'all do, man. It'll make it more interesting.
Yeah, you know, and then I'm just sick of hearing Charles and TD mouth, man. They just been,
who talks more?
Come on, everybody know TD talks
right,
the most.
Right, figured, yeah.
But Charles, he going to chime in too.
You got to realize last year, you didn't hear none of that.
Oh, man, well, they on right now. Look, TD, he go right now. He can't wait. He cannot definitely wait. I'm not jealous of you. I'm just saying, I can't wait to South Carolina beat you guys. Cause
school good and your school sorry.
How? We 6-2?
Y'all sorry. Y'all suck.
Because y'all number one. And look, y'all my. Wow. Wow.
He's Charles. So as we're doing this, here come the two Bulldogs.
So, like I said, on Sunday morning, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be so happy that we won that game.
Do you ever feel badly for yourself that you're outnumbered here?
No, never. No. I don't feel that at all. Because, hey, we probably beat them. We done beat them in the last 9 years more than they done beat us. Guaranteed. Facts. Facts. Can you look it up? Facts. Look it up.
In the last 9 years?
Yes. Facts. Facts. So, like I said, they living, they high right now. They definitely high. But at the same time, we're going to knock them down. See, look, I told you. They're going to.
Google what? I'm Googling. I'm going to Google it right now. I have a feeling, Captain, it might not be in your favor, though.
I think it is.
Hold on. So right now I'm Googling the South Carolina, Georgia, series history. Series history. Hold on. All right. So you're saying over the last 9, why'd you pick 9 years?
That's when I got in the lead, and I had to hear that guy's mouth.
How many times you beat Georgia since you've been in?
Zero. I beat Georgia once down there. You're down there.
All right. This isn't bad. So wait, what year are we looking starting
2009,
at?
From
2009. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 Georgias, 4 South Carolinas. Wow, he was right. Wow. Georgia's on a 2-game win streak though.
Man, come on, man. Stop that.
Yeah, but this one's in Athens this week.
Yeah, but last time we beat them down there, this was recently, it went too far. So we not a win down there. We definitely not a win down there.
And it's in Georgia this time.
Yes.
So this is when you won, right?
There. Yep.
What better upset than on the road, right?
Yeah, that's why I like to play, man. You know, I love playing at home, too. Don't get me wrong. You know, I feel like our fans are great. I love our fans. But I like playing on the road, KK. The only reason why I like playing on the road because I want to – show the other team fans who I am. You know, by the time I leave there, they're going to know who Captain Munlin, 41 from the Carolina.
Like to walk off the field and see their face. Like.
Yes, yes. So that's why I like it. I like to just say, oh, yeah. I might be 5'9 and a little change, but, yeah, you know who I am now.
Speaking of South Carolina, what made you go there?
Spurrier, man. It's all because of Steve Spurrier. He came down, you know, little small town, Mobile, Alabama. He came down to my mom's house. And then came to my high school with me and things, and he kind of swept my mom off her feet, man. When he swept my mom off her feet, I knew it was a wrap. I knew I had to go there, man, and everybody, you know, fell in love with him, man. So, actually, Mike Shula actually was the coach of Alabama at the time, and I had the opportunity to go there, but I picked Spurrier.
Did you have an opportunity to go to Carolina?
Well, I actually, it's No Shade November. Actually, No Shade November. So I'm going to try to see how much I can grow it. If it don't grow that much, you know, I'm fine with it. Yeah, that's I'm fine with it. But listen, I am going to step out on a limb and I'm going to get that surgery like Deion Sanders. And I think, Charles, you should join me.
Man.
Walks away.
Yeah. Cricket.
Charles Johnson.
Cricket.
Comes in, starts. Yeah.
Cricket.
Hold up, big fella. You walked away, man. That's all I'm saying, man. Yeah.
So I was going to do the surgery. I actually was going to do the surgery on the body.
Surgery for?
My hair. You know, okay. I was going to get it back. They say your hair on the back of your head never stopped growing. So I was just going to get it put from the back to the front, you know. And nah, you know, it's growing back that brother. But at the same time, they said, you know, I should wait till after the season because after the bye week.
Tell Patch besides his appointment.
So they say after the season I should probably wait because I'm going to have to come back after the bye and put my helmet back on. And, you know, I don't want to say it would fade away, but
is this
the
like the Urlacher surgery?
It's the Urlacher.
Oh, Urlacher, really?
Deion Sanders.
So you're going to come in with like a full head of hair?
Yeah. I was thinking about growing, you know, dreads or something or us putting, you know, Allen Iverson braids in or something. Yeah, I might get me some braids or something. I might grow the Odell Beckham, you know? I might grow the Odell Beckham.
Hey, like Fred. Wow. Are you really going to do that?
Probably this offseason. I'll probably do it.
All right. So yeah. I know we need to wrap up because you got to go, but KK has a way we end these things.
Yeah, we always use the end with a motivational quote, positive quote, or something that you live by to, I mean, get you
going through the rough times will get you a little boost.
Okay, my definite quote is, it actually came from Steve Wilks. He actually told me this probably about 5-6 years ago when he first got here. He told me, man, I need to stop trying to prove everybody, you know, wrong about me. I mean, you know, everybody used to try to go out there and prove people wrong. Like, they don't know about me. You know, I might be 5'9", but I'm going to go out here and show them they wrong, he said. And just start showing them that you was right about yourself. And that quote always stuck with me, man. That's been one of my favorite quotes ever since he told me that. Because I was a big guy. I'm 5'9", but I'm going to go out there and show them, you know. I'm going to show everybody.
Like I'm
6'3", 6'4", you know. And he was like, man, Captain, you got to stop playing like that. You know, show everybody you was right about yourself. So that definitely was my number one quote.
Nice. I dig it.
Way to wrap it up. Thanks, Captain.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you.
All good, brother.
Thanks, KK. Talk to y'all later.